We're going to start today with Mariah Jeske and her sixth graders at Ely.
Hello, this is the phenology report for the Ely area for the week of April 8th through April 14th. My name is Hunter, and I am reporting from the sixth grade class of Ely Memorial High School. Our high last week was 46 degrees on April 14th, and our low was 9 degrees on the same day. Our daylight hours are now at 13 hours and 38 minutes. We gained 24 minutes from last week. There were many snow reports with lots of wind on Friday, and we were disappointed we did not get a snow day. Students are reporting that the lakes are starting to get really slushy in areas you can see some holes on them. Maya reported that the lakes near her house were starting to open up near the shore, but then with the snow and cold, it froze again. There were lots of animal reports from students. Geese are showing up and students are seeing them flying and also hearing them. Two different students saw trumpeter swans flying near their house over the weekend, and they are still being sighted on the Shago River near Winton. Cole saw a pileated woodpecker in town, and Noah saw a red crossbill over the weekend at his bird feeder that they just put out. Red-winged blackbirds were heard from Lauren over the weekend. They are black in the area. There were four students reporting of robins. They seem to like eating the old apples on the ground from fall. We can tell spring is coming because both a fly and a mosquito were seen outside. When we went outside to look at our trees in front of the school, we didn't see any open flowers yet or emerge leaves. The silver maple seems the closest. Thank you for listening to the Ely Phenology Report. We'll be back soon to report on more operations.
Thank you, Hunter. Nice job. I was especially pleased to hear that someone had actually seen a red crossbill and recognized it. That's a good sighting. Red-winged blackbirds, robins, trumpeter swans, Canada geese, a mosquito. Oh boy, can't wait.